Yeah, it's been a tough start. You know, we played five of the teams that finished above us last season in the first six games. So when the fixtures first came out, I was always really nervous with a new coaching setup, new style, philosophy, new players coming in that we're going to have to gel very quickly. Otherwise, it could be a real tough start. But luckily, the players have bought into it. You know, my other coaches have worked really hard with me, and there's been a real good work ethic amongst the boys and an understanding of what we're trying to achieve, and slowly but surely improving every week. So really happy that we've only one defeat, and in a good place, in a good position.
What did you try and change during the summer in pre-season and try and improve within the squad?
Well, the biggest thing from last year was obviously they had a similar start to this. They had a great start, and kind of then after Christmas only won two games out of 15. So luckily they'd won so many games before that that actually, the league table finishing seventh looked okay, but if you looked at it after Christmas, they were probably in one of the bottom three sides. So it was about trying to get a structure organised, try to get some players to improve in certain areas where there was weaknesses at the club, and obviously imprint what I wanted from them compared to what they were doing last year, and for them to buy into it, which they all have. And obviously, the new players have made a difference, but it's also galvanised the boys that have been there for a few years. To work harder, and there's a bit of a buzz around the club, and the boys are really enjoying what they're doing at training and what they're doing on the field, and they're also pretty close-knit off the field, which I think is great as well, because when times are tough and you're up against it, you need teams and players that appreciate each other and work hard on and off the field. So I think we've got that, and we just need to get on a bit of a run now and keep performing, and hopefully then we can kind of still be there or thereabouts, come towards the Christmas time when we've got, more tough games coming up.
And within this fine start to the season, as I said, 7 wins from 8, you obviously started the season with 3 wins, but then defeat at Coventry, but the team's bounced right back with 4 wins on the bounce. How pleasing was that as well?
Yeah, no, very. Look, Coventry are probably before the season started, the favourites, and obviously they're billing that, 8 from 8, and I was just a bit disappointed actually, because we didn't really perform against them. I think we'd had 3 good wins, and we went into the game feeling confident and feeling good about ourselves. But I kind of described it as a boxing match, and we just didn't throw a punch. We kind of sat there just getting hit, taking it, and just kind of all of a sudden the game's done and dusted, and that was the biggest disappointment. So that's what we talked about, is that we're going to lose games, and we understand that, and that's part of sport, as part of rugby. But we need to be able to, if we throw a few punches and we lose, then, we can kind of take it. But if we don't throw a punch, then it's really hard to take. So since then, the boys, so to speak, have been throwing quite a few punches in the sense of, we've been actually executing what we've been doing at training, and it's been coming off. So, I think the boys are seeing the rewards of what we're doing at training on the field, which is great, because it gives them, it gives relevance to what we're doing at training, and then they can really buy into it, which they are, and hopefully we can continue on this run we currently have.
And you hope to continue that run at Esher. You're on the road this Saturday. They're 13th in the division with only 2 wins from their 8 games played. Well, how difficult a test will that be against the side who are looking to move up the table?
Yeah, no, it will be. I mean, Esher play a really good brand of rugby. They move the ball around, and if you give them loads of time and space, they can really hurt you. And they're obviously at home as well, and you just can't take anybody for granted in this league. It's such a strong league. There was Plymouth who are unbeaten at home for a couple of seasons, drew on Saturday against OEs, which was a great result for them, which no one expected. Amtel lost at home to Cambridge, which again, no one expected. So there's just, it's 2 minutes, and there's I think there was 2 games where they were 1 on the last play of the game. It's such a competitive league that if you don't turn up and execute what you've worked on in training, you can't come unstuck. So I know you should be hurting a bit because they've picked up a few defeats where I'm sure they were hoping to gain wins, but they've done that last year, and then they went on a real good run of 6 or 7 wins on the bounce. So they've got that ability to do that, and they're well coached. We're just going to focus on ourselves really, and if we can keep doing what we've been doing on the field, then I think we're the better side, but we have to do that. It's not as easy as just turning up and hoping it happens. We have to make it happen. So it'll be a tough game, and I don't think there is any easy games that you can look at and go, well, that's a banker for a win. So, which is good for the competition in the league, really.
Absolutely. And just finally, James, what were the ambitions heading into this season? And if this fine start continues on, I mean, will you change them as the season progresses?
No, we didn't talk about it. I didn't set any kind of, you know, KPIs, goals or anything like that. You know, we just talked about, because it was a new team, new coaches, with new players coming in and a new style of rugby, we just talked about making sure that, I know it sounds a bit, I don't know, cliche, but just improving every week, just making sure that the little attention to detail in every game, that we pick up aspects we can improve on, and we keep doing that week by week. And the as long as our processes are right, the outcome and the result looks after itself. So, you know, if we hit all our processes and we've done the best we can and we lose, then we kind of accept it. But more times than not, we'll probably win by doing that. So we didn't set any goals. Now we're in that kind of top, you know, we're second in that top kind of five, which is really tight. You know, I would say we'd be disappointed if we didn't stay within that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can finish. I'd like to, if you said now, I'd like to make sure we finish in the top two. But you never know. We've got some big games coming up. You know, January is a big month where we do play teams around us. So your Amtels and your Coventry. Now, if we did get to that point and we hadn't lost any other games, then we could be in a chance for kind of taking a promotion spot. But I feel that we've just got to keep doing what we're doing and not really worry about what the league table's doing. Just keep winning, keep going through our processes, working hard as we can. If we do that, the results can just look after themselves, and yeah, we'll be there or thereabouts.